Romans 13:7 says, pay to all what is owed them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. And this morning, we're here to honor our cell leaders for what they've given and to bless them for all they've given to your group and to you as individuals and invested in your lives spiritually. And we're blessed to have people who feel the calling to care for people in this way. Joseph Stoll said this, leaders cannot lead by merit or temperament or gift, but by living a life so compellingly like Christ that others naturally want to follow and follow them to Christ. What an awesome thought. You don't lead by gift or temperament, but by life following Jesus Christ. By living a life that is so compelling like Christ that others naturally want to follow them, to follow them to Christ. And today, as we honor our leaders, as God has used them to minister, to be ministers of care to you as fellow pilgrims on this uneven journey of life. And uneven it is. Our lives are all different. We have different experiences, different journeys. And God has used them to minister to us. For the planning they do, planning cell groups, planning times to connect, times of fun, for their prayers. For their prayers for you spiritually, that God would bless you, that God would work, God would heal your pain, that God would walk with you through your journey. And the pondering they do. You know, a cell leader isn't just something you do one or twice a month, but it's something that's it's in the back of your mind all the time. Your care for your group, your people, what they're going through, what they're dealing with, their ponderings. For being there in time of need, and I expect this morning that as you share, you'll share some experiences of when they've met you in a time of need. And I can testify that with Sam and Kathy in my group, of time when I was in need, and they were there for me. For their desire to see you walk closer to God. And as we've talked at our cell leader meetings and their desire for their groups to, for the people to walk closer to God, I know that's a burden of their hearts. And to sit with those whose tears reflect the weight of their soul. A lot of hard things have happened in our lives. And God has used our cell leaders to be there, to see your tears, to feel your tears, the weight of your soul. Today we want to bless them for what they've given. But it pales in comparison to the reward that God is going to give his children, his servants. Scripture tells us a lot about God's rewarding his children for faithful service, for the work they've done here on earth, each one according to his work. And the rewards that we'll be giving are far beyond anything we can think of or imagine. Life is very short in comparison to eternity. Life is a blink of an eye. Eternity is forever. God has a plan for each and every one of you, and we have a choice to make. We can either follow God's plan for our lives, accomplish his mission and goals he has for us, and receive a full and just reward in heaven. Or we can choose to live our own lives, do what we want, fulfill our own goals, amass wealth here on this earth, treasures on this earth that will one day perish and fade away. We don't talk a lot about rewards, but it's a vital part of what God has for us. We're not talking about salvation. Salvation is a gift accepted by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. No one can earn salvation, but rewards are given for work we have done here on this earth. I'm going to read a list and give scripture references. I'm not going to turn to them for sake of time. But there's a number of contrasts between salvation and rewards, and I want you just to listen as I read them. Salvation is for the lost in Matthew 18:11, while rewards are for the saved, Proverbs 13:13. Salvation offered to all who believe is the same for everyone, Acts 16:31, while rewards will differ, Revelations 22:12. Salvation is received in the present, John 5:24. Rewards are to be received in the future, Matthew 16:27. There will come a day when rewards will come. Fire will test each one to see the motive of the works, and God will give the reward. 1 Corinthians 3:11 to 15. Christ spoke of rewards being in heaven, Matthew 5:12. He will bring them with him when he returns, Revelations 22:12. It talks about reward given for the cup of cold water we give in Jesus' name. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. It's a worthy motive to serve with rewards in mind, Hebrews 11:26. Moses had respect unto the recompense of reward. Rewards are a big part of God's plan for his children. I want to read some verses that talk about the rewards. 1 Corinthians 3:5-8. Who then is Paul, who is Apollos, but ministers through whom ye believe? As the Lord gives to each one, I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. So then neither he who planted is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who planted and he who waters is one. Each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Think about that, the reward for our labor. God will give the reward. Revelations 22:12. This is talking to the churches. And behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. Talks about a reward given to the faithful servants. Mark 10:29-30. Jesus answering and said, surely I do to you, there is no one who has left house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake in the gospels, who shall not receive 100-fold now and this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions in the age to come, eternal life. Now, I want you to think with me for a moment. God is perfect. Everything he does is perfect. He loves with a perfect love. His mercy is perfect. His judgment is perfect. Another way we can maybe say it to help us understand is what he does is with maximum intensity. In our finite minds, we need something to put our hands on. So God loves with maximum intensity, but with God there is no limits. But for us humans, he loves to the max. His mercy is to the max. His compassion is to the max. It's beyond compare what he does. Now think with me for a moment. The rewards he is going to give to his children, is it any less to think that the rewards will be beyond compare, beyond our wildest imagination? We can't even imagine what they are. I don't pretend to know what the rewards are or how they will be given. I'm just glad that I'm not going to give the rewards, or Mark's not going to give the rewards for this church, but God's going to give the rewards for our faithful acts of service to the Lord Jesus Christ. And in a sinless state, I had to think, you know, in heaven, well, you know, what if Dwight gets more than I do, or you know, whatever. But in a sinless state, there will be no jealousy. And I believe that we'll be saying, way to go, to the honor and glory of God. Great job. And today, that's what we want to say, and what I want to say, to my cell leaders, way to go. You've been faithful. You've given much. And today we want to honor and bless your lives for what you've given.